Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the idea then for the next week, it's Scott Mills Gold with Chapa. So I play out all his best bits, so just so that his voice stays on Radio 1 over the course of the 5 days. A couple of people actually texted in saying, is it true that he was dead? And no, I was just lightening that. If he was dead, this is kind of, I would assume, what we would do. This was the Bubba game. Now, he was convinced with Scott that if you found any southern state in the USA and spoke to one of those waffle bars, that a Bubba would definitely work there. He was absolutely convinced about this. It is award-winning radio. I think at the last count, at 7 different awards, this feature has won across the world in various radio industry awards. That's how popular it is. This is the Bubba game on Scott Mills Gold.
Well, there's a chain called the Waffle House, and I noticed that they have a lot of branches in Alabama. Now, I think it's about mid-morning there now, so let's play Bubba or no Bubba. Bubba bingo, if you like. See if there's a Bubba there, right?
Yeah.
Let's call up and see whether they are. What do you think?
I'm not as confident on my Bubbas as I am on my day, so I might.
That's because you don't know.
That's very true. So I might say no Bubba.
Saying no Bubba.
No okay. Bubba.
I'm calling the first of many waffle houses now in Alabama. Hello?
Bubba House.
Can I speak to Bubba, please?
Who?
Bubba.
Glenda.
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba. Hello?
That went well.
Bubba, who? Bubba, who? Bubba, who? That could have gone on all day.
I like your American accent at the start. That was very good.
So you were right.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
No Bubba.
No Bubba. No, who?
I'd quite like that as my message alert on my phone. Right, let's try another of the many waffle houses in Alabama.
Okay.
What are you saying? Bubba or no Bubba?
I'm going to go with no Bubba again.
Why?
I just don't have as much confidence in Bubbas as I do in Dave's.
Okay. John off Philadelphia says there's loads.
Okay, well.
Waffle House
Vestavia. Hi, can I speak to Bubba, please?
Bubba?
Yeah. What's so funny?
There's no Bubba here.
What's funny?
There ain't no Bubba here. He's so stupid.
Why is that stupid? Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. I don't know who you're talking about. I have a nice day.
Let's do some more Scott Mills Gold then. This is the time that we accidentally, supposedly, gave out a phone number of a celebrity on air. And we kind of insinuated that it might belong to one of Girls Aloud. Now, the first thing that was quite unusual about this was there were an awful lot of techs who were surprised that we would be that useless and give out a phone number of Girls Aloud on air, whereas actually most of us are quite incompetent and could quite easily give out a phone number of a celebrity on air by mistake. We all thought it would be quite a good excuse to laugh at some of the people that might phone up a Girls Aloud member and you know, try and do whatever they want with them. Scott decided to put a bit of a gloss on it and thought it would be a social experiment, is how he liked to describe it, of the kind of people that would phone up Girls Aloud. This was what happened when we gave out the number.
We had a lot of fun in the pub after the show last night with the Girls Aloud SIM card. Because, of course, you can get texts as well. Some of them are brilliant. Yesterday we gave out the number, well, what you thought was the number of a member of Girls Aloud by mistake, but it wasn't. It was just us and one of our phone numbers, just to see what kind of person would ring up if they thought they had access to a member of Girls Aloud's phone number.
And a lot of people believed that we could be that incompetent as to give a celebrity's phone number out on it.
Yeah, what does that tell you? Now, some people just couldn't believe their luck. That's it. Some people went with just pure, simple honesty.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Now, some people were a little bit cleverer with it, and they went for the, you've met me before, but you probably don't remember because you're a bit drunk. They obviously thought it was Sarah's number.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5. That'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers. Bye.
Clever, but again, wrong.
Some people went for man of mystery.
Hi, babe. It's me. You know it is. Give swing back. Cheers.
Yeah, you know it is. I can imagine Cheryl getting that message and going, actually, I don't know. I might call him back. And then others went for the classic, this is my new number.
Oh, no.
But don't say who you are.
Yeah, hi, darling, it's me. It's my new number. So just give us a call when you get this. Cheers.
Now, I like this bloke very much.
Hello, you probably never got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please text back.
I want to know which one it is.
Can you imagine it? So you're sat there. Oh, Scott's only going to give my number on Flipping Radio 1. Oh, and they all want to know who it is. Okay, I'll just text back and say it's me, Sarah. Is this a text from the same guy? Yeah, this is one of the texts we found last night. Hello. Scott Mills accidentally gave your number over the radio. All he said was it was someone famous. Please let me know who you are. I promise I will never ring. Oh. Now, this bloke is straight to the point. I like his style.
Hi, can you give me a call back, please, as long as it's not Nicola?
Oh!
But here's our... Here's our absolute favourite. Now, this guy really, really does think he is in with a chance of copping off with one of the members of Girls Aloud. Check it.
Hi, right, you don't know me, right? But this will be in your best interest if you can listen to what I say and don't delete this message. Right, OK, I'm a 5'10", brown hair, blue eyes, sort of sporty sort of build, you know, I'm in work in IT, 24. Friends think I'm sort of, you know, a good-looking lad and that. I can get you a cheap deal on a laptop, and I drive a motor. So, you know. And, you know, it's not as if I haven't been with somebody famous before. I used to date, I don't know if you've heard of Hepburn, the lead singer, Jamie. Yeah, me and her used to have a thing. So, if you could give us a call back on, you know, 078 423. And I hope you didn't mind me calling, but you've got to be in it to win it.
Right.
Do you know the ironic thing? I forgot to bleep his number. And we're back to square one. Radio 1.
Chappers with Scott Mills Gold, 11 minutes past 6. This is Radio 1. Now, a few months ago, we were talking about the people in hotels and what they get up to. And somebody called us to say that they'd recently had an elderly French couple staying at their hotel and they'd left behind some dodgy Polaroid photos. You know the kind of... What are you looking like that as if you're all innocent? You know the kind of photos, don't you? That was the specially extended boing for that one. And they were quite an old French couple, and they weren't the smallest either. I don't think they were that nice to look at. I think that's safe to say.
Well worded.
Yeah, I was trying to put it as polite as possible. However, the people in the hotel got hold of the Polaroids that had been left behind. They handed them round to each other. They had a very good laugh at them, and they stuck them on the staff wall in the staff room at the hotel. Why you'd want to see elderly large people... I'm not 100% sure, but that's what the hotel did. So Scott decided to bust the staff at the hotel by pretending to be French. By basically pretending to be the man whose photos were you know. It didn't quite go to plan.
How may I help?
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I have left something behind in one of the rooms.
Certainly. Bear with me for just one moment, please.
Okay, who are you putting me through to?
Sorry?
Who are you... Hello?
Hello?
Bonjour. Who are you putting me through to?
To the housekeeping department, okay. Where they have a track of everything that you've left behind.
Merci.
Thank you. Can I help?
Hello?
Hello?
Is it hello? Hello?
Hi.
Is this housekeeping?
Yes.
Oui. I have left something in one of the rooms.
Yes? Would you just tell me, sir, which room number was that?
It was... Neuf...
Nine.
Huit.
Yeah?
Deux.
9, 8, 2.
Oui.
But we don't have 9, 8, 2.
Oh, maybe I got... Maybe wrong way around.
Yeah.
English.
Yeah.
No.
Vous parlez... Oui. Vous parlez français?
Je ne sais pas.
Vous parlez français, oui?
Oui.
Oui, on peut parler... Est-ce que vous pouvez me dire quelle chambre?
Hein?
Quelle chambre? Qu'est-ce que... What did you leave in your room?
Some photos.
Photos.
Can I describe the photos to you?
Yeah, that's fine. Tell me.
Me and my wife?
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful, how you say, very big.
Yeah.
Oui.
Okay, so I have a look. And
big boobies, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. In the photos, so you know.
Yeah.
She's a my n***.
Yeah.
Oui. She's a my n***.
Okay. Let me have a look.
Okay.
Okay.
Oui.
Okay. Let me check then.
Merci bien.
Thank you.
Far be it from me to revel in Scott's discomfort, but this is the bit that I love the most.
Vous parlez français?
Je ne sais pas.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Scott's on holiday in northern France with his dad. He looks like Jasper Carrot. He does. You think he looks like Bruce Willis. Because when he goes on holiday, he still wants to be on the network and his voice... By the way, he is on holiday. Lots of people... There's a rumour going around that he's dead. He's not. I don't know where that rumour started. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. To be fair, I did say that at the start, but only but only as a joke at like 4:10. I didn't expect anybody to actually think, you know... It'd have been in the papers or something, wouldn't it? He's on holiday in northern France with his dad. Just to clear that up. But while he's off, we're going to play loads of his best bits from now till Friday. Before the news, we did Girls Aloud when we accidentally, supposedly, gave out a phone number and said it was a Girls Aloud phone number and see what the response was like. We played out some of the messages before, but then we thought we'd have more fun by phoning some of them back. So what we did was we scoured the building here at Radio 1 for the worst Girls Aloud impersonators that we could possibly find, got them into the studio, and this is what happened.
We've listened through some of the messages, like this one.
Hello, you probably never got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please text back.
Right, so that's the message he left on what he thought was one of Girls Aloud's mobile phones. So we called him back. Now, we got Becky, who works in Radio 1 upstairs, to pose as one of Girls Aloud. And we called him back.
This call is being diverted. Please hold.
Hi, this is James. Sorry, can't talk
okay.
to you right now.
Okay, that's obviously his girlfriend or his wife. But we left a message anyway.
Hi, it's Sarah from Girls Aloud. I had a message from a guy on this number yesterday. Yeah, I am really interested. If you could get me a call back, that would be amazing. You've got my number.
Right, so... Just thought we'd leave a little message there.
Oh, I can't believe you've done that.
Well, why not?
Well...
He rang. We just called him back. How were we to know it wasn't his number?
Yeah,
his girlfriend's
okay.
number.
Yeah.
And there's another one, the message we got.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub.
If you can call me back, please, on 7-5, that'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers, bye.
Now remember, he thinks that he is leaving a message for one of Girls Aloud, and he's doing the old, we have met, but you don't remember me. So, we gave him a call as well.
Hello?
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris, you left a message on my voicemail yesterday. It's Sarah? We're just calling you back, because we're sitting here just having a bit of fun, and we thought you might be interested.
Yeah, well, you see, we're kind of having a pillow fight, and I wondered if you'd like to join in.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, is that Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Chris. It's Sarah.
Right.
Hello. And Nicola.
Me and Nicola are just hanging out in our bedroom. Just, we don't really have many clothes on, having a bit of a pillow fight.
We just wondered if you wanted to, you know, pop over. You see, Sarah's got her pink pyjamas on and I've got my blue pyjamas on. It'd be really nice if you could come round, you know, maybe bring yours.
Would you not like a good
Anyway, I'll see you later.
See what I mean? Rubbish Girls Aloud impersonators. Also, whenever we put any female members of staff at Radio 1 on air, we always get loads of texts about them, all asking the same question. So, no, you wouldn't. All right? There you go. Because, not because they're rough, but because they both have boyfriends, don't they? Yes? Yes, there we go. That's cleared that up. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, this takes me back to one of the lowest points of my career. Everybody on the team knows that I have a fear of animals. It's a phobia. It is a genuine phobia. And when somebody has a phobia, you're meant to kind of support them and encourage them and try to cure them, not make fun of it and make it worse for them, which is what you lot did. We'd had 2 weeks on breakfast. We'd done various games every single day. And for genuine reasons, I couldn't participate in any of those games, whether it was a torn hamstring or a verruca or a broken nail, none of the other games I could participate in. So on the final day of our 2 week stint on breakfast, the team took advantage of me and came up with Livestock Lounge.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for the Livestock Lounge. What the idea of this game is...
If I say sorry for the mousetraps and for the treadmills and all of that, is that all right? Can we just call it quits and go to whatever the next song is?
No. You have to identify animals simply by puckering up and kissing them. Laura, if you could put the blindfold on Chopper and then go with him to the Livestock Lounge.
I'm hoping that because you play a Holly Valance that actually it's just going to be... I'd rather you didn't poke me in the eye.
I was checking so you couldn't
right,
see.
Can you see anything?
No, I can't see a thing.
Okay,
hold
right.
My hand.
Lead him to the Live Lounge. Livestock Lounge. Oh,
I'm actually holding your hands, Laura. I'm actually seeing kissing an animal.
Oh my god. I've just opened the blinds to the Live Lounge. And there were some animals in there. Right, are you in there?
Right.
He's being led into the Live Lounge now by Laura. Okay.
All right.
Right, can you feel the back of the chair?
Yeah.
There you go. Can you sit down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I can hear you, Scott, now. I've got some headphones on.
Okay. Could we please bring
on... These are kind of animals that lick their own bits.
Yes. Bring on the first animal. You have to kiss it and identify what it is just
can
by
just
puckering up.
Can it just peck me on the cheek?
Right, you ready? Go for it. Go on, Mark. Make some effort.
Oh, that had, what does that feel like?
It had whiskers and everything. Do you know what? Can I just apologise? I'm going to try so hard not to blaspheme and swear here. I'm going to do my very best. That had whiskers and stuff. Was it a guinea pig?
Do you know? You think it was a guinea pig?
Yeah.
It was actually... What is it, Laura?
It's a rabbit, Scott.
It's a rabbit. Nearly, though.
Is that done?
Oh, lovely fluffy rabbit. There's nothing to be scared of.
Is that done?
That's the first animal, yes. Could we bring on animal number two, please, here in the Livestock Lounge?
We're just getting it out of the cage.
Okay. What? No, seriously. I feel sick.
It's all right,
Chopper.
I feel sick.
Okay, pucker up, baby.
There we go. It's all right. Deep breaths, Mark. Okay. Pucker up for your creature number two.
What touched me then? What touched me?
Hang on. It's getting a bit lively. Hang on.
What? Something touched me. What was it? God, I nearly swore. It's in a cage.
Give it a stroke.
No! No, I don't want to stroke. No, because I don't know where it is, do I?
Just put your hands out. Do you want me to guide you?
Not particularly, because I'm not quite sure what bit you'll put my hand on.
Nice,
it touched me. It touched me.
Just put a hand out very gently.
There we are.
There we go.
Right, okay.
What do you think that is?
Is it a wolf?
A wolf?
it felt like a wolf.
Right, go. One more go. Go on.
No, stop it, Scott.
Gentle.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
Cute.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right, I'll change it. Maybe it's a hamster.
Laura, what is the animal?
It's an actual duck.
It's a duck. You just kissed a duck? Yes, you have.
Now, I say I'm really scared of ducks because one of them bit me when I was four.
Oh. All right, it's all right. The duck's gone now. So bring on animal number three, please.
Oh, just hold on a second.
What's that noise?
That's the duck.
What have you done with it?
The duck's just getting a little bit lively.
Whoa!
Oh, God!
You are kidding. No.
Duck is flapping a lot.
Seriously?
Okay, everybody just stay still. It's all fine.
I'm not moving. I can't move.
Oh, God.
There we go.
There we are. And relax.
All
right. Right, number three. Animal number three, please, if we could bring that through. Here on the Livestock Lounge.
What's that noise?
It's the duck.
Where is the duck? Seriously?
It's in a cage.
It's fine. Number three.
No, I can hear panting. What's that?
Give me a hand. That's me.
Just a little kiss.
Give me a hand. Real soft. Real gentle. Here. Real gentle. It's all right.
Oh, that smells of poo. That really smells of poo. No, that smells of poo, whatever it is.
Just put your hand on its head. Careful.
Little kiss.
Oh, God, what's that? Oh, there's a serious smell of poo in here.
Is it from you?
Do you know what? In all honesty, I'm farting like a trooper sat here. I'm so nervous.
Okay, right. So you've given it a little kiss.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
Oh, what touched me? Something flapped at me.
Have a guess.
No, I'll go for a cat.
A cat? Laura, what is it?
It's a lamb!
It's a lamb! Oh, a little cute that lamb, look at that.
I can't look at it, I'm blindfolded.
Oh yeah, you can look in a minute. Right, are we ready for the final animal here on the Livestock Lounge? We're videoing all this.
Is it the lamb that pooed?
The lamb, yes, has pooed on the live lounge floor, yeah.
All right. These are getting bigger, aren't they, as we go along?
No, the duck is fine now because it's in a cage, don't worry. A little bit of flapping around for a bit. A lot of people saying you sound a little bit like Yvette Fielding on Most Haunted. With your noises, yeah.
But I don't know how to answer that. Do you know what? In 7.5 years at Radio 1, I've never felt as much discomfort and hatred as I do at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. This is easily the worst moment I've ever had here.
I'm sorry about that. It's the funniest thing a lot of people have heard that makes you feel any better.
Is it? I hope it wins a Sony.
Somebody said they can't actually get out of their car. They're really late for work, but they have to hear the next bit.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're enjoying it.
So far, you've heard Chappers screaming like a girl in the presence of a rabbit, a lamb and a duck. And you've kissed worse. Come on.
Oh, I don't deny that. But normally I've had some beer.
Maybe we should have given you some beer before. Okay, now it's time for the last round of Livestock Lounge on Radio 1. Please bring in animal number 4.
Mark?
What?
I need you to be quite careful, all right?
Right.
Okay, do you want... Give me
what
your
do you
hand.
Mean, careful?
Here's the last animal.
I'll
okay?
sit in that.
Touch this. Careful.
Kiss it. Kiss it.
Kiss it.
Sugar.
Now take the blindfold off.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, it's a snake. Oh! 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 Oh!
Right. It's all over now, oh. That's it. Are you all right?
I'm sorry for blaspheming, sorry.
Right, oh. So there we are. That was the Livestock Lounge. I think we should do this more often. Joe?
What have you done to my live lounge?
Oh, sorry.
You've turned it into the Laughing Stock Livestock Lounge.
What have they done to the live lounge? What have they done to me, you miserable woman?
Oh, you don't matter. God, all the grief you've caused me over the years.
I was on your side yesterday.
Wrap that snake around his neck now.
Joe, when...
Not the first time you said that, Joe.
Joe, when's your next artist coming into the live lounge? It's not today, is it?
It's not today,
oh,
no way.
It does smell of poo at the moment, but we'll get that sorted.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's Scott Mills Gold with Chappers. He's on holiday. The weird thing with Scott is he normally goes somewhere very exotic, Dubai, LA, somewhere basically where they have a surgery where they don't ask any questions is kind of where he likes to go on holiday. And he comes back looking tanned and gorgeous and a little bit different each time. This time, really strangely, he's chosen... No, not really strange. It's fine, but it's not really Scott. He's chosen to go to northern France with his dad. It's raining there. He sent a text earlier on that says, northern France, what's the point? He isn't a very happy bunny. He could very well be back by Wednesday, which might not be a bad idea because we've got a whole week to fill with his best bits and it might be a little bit of a struggle come Thursday and Friday. So maybe he will be back. Anything at all from the show that you've heard over the past however long that you want us to play again, 811-99 on the text, 811-99 on the text. We'll try and play it over the course of the week. This is one from not that long ago. This is one of our bookshop calls.
Hello, KD Books.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for a book.
Are you?
Yeah.
Surprise!
I know.
You're in the bookshop.
I know.
Go on.
It's frustration.
Tell me about it. Is that the title?
That's the title, yeah.
Who's the author? Do you know?
Yeah, its surname is Get Me End Away.
Can you spell it, please?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you spell it, please?
Yeah, G-E-H.
G-E-H.
M-E-Y.
Yeah.
E-N-D. E-R.
Right.
W-A-Y. It's Anita.
And nothing is coming up.
Right, can I just check what the title and author that you're looking at there?
I've got Frustration by Anita Get Me Underway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Personally, what I'm going to play now, I think, personally, was rubbish. Do the other members of the team really like this? I think it's rubbish. Won't win any awards. Not one of his best works.
Now, I want to do this text race because I think Laura might be the speed text champion of the world.
Are there set rules that we need to know about here?
Well, I think what we do is, like, you give us a sentence or a phrase, maybe, yeah. And then we both text it as fast as we can, right?
But does it have to be... Can it be abbreviated or does it have to be, like, full-on proper sort of... English.
No, not like the text that you send.
Well, that's because I can't use...
Off of when you're 13.
Yeah, but I can't use predictive text. I'm sorry.
Therefore, I was having a conversation about this the other day with the ways that you send text. You are great, GR8, mate,
yeah, but the, well,
M8.
Yeah, but that's quicker. Not my fault, I'm down with the kid.
You do use text... speak all the time, don't you?
Well, it's just quicker, and see, I can't get predictive text to work, so...
I know.
Or I can't work predictive text.
Yeah. Right, you can do this at home as well, just to see who's fastest. If you want to play along, then text the phrase to 811-99, OK?
Phew, I thought they were all coming to my phone. No, yeah. I was going to say, don't give that out. Well, you can, I suppose.
Now, me and Laura are going to text it to your number.
OK.
Which we've got written down
here. Yeah.
Right, OK.
So you want
We both have to put the full number in as well, OK?
OK. And you want a phrase, do you?
Yep. As soon as you finish telling us the phrase, okay. We've got to text it. Right, Laura?
Yep.
OK, Chappers, give us a phrase.
Hello, big boy, exclamation mark. Fancy a glass of white wine later.
Oh, I full can't stop. Work this phone.
Kiss. And then send it to me. Hello, big boy, exclamation mark. Fancy a glass of white wine later. Full stop. Kiss.
Is that the kind of normal message you would send?
It's the normal. It's the normal message I receive.
Is it? Wine later.
Are you all right there, Laura? Have you fallen? Oh!
No way.
Laura is first.
Yes. Oh,
very, very
fast.
Quick. A few seconds behind there, Scott. And also, I'm going to have to eliminate you because you didn't actually put the full phrase there. You missed the kiss off.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Right, those are coming in now on 81199. But Laura was by far faster than anyone else. This could be a world record for texting. She is well fast. She has so much practice, you see. Any day, just wander through the office during the day. There she is with her feet up, just practicing how to text.
Also, not only that, but I think she's probably texted that phrase a few times before in her past.
Right, you ready to have a go then?
I'm ready to have a go. Is it me against Laura then?
Yeah, you're going to try and text faster than Laura.
Okay.
You won't do it.
Says who?
You have to text it to my phone, the phone that I've got today anyway, which is my flatmate's phone, all right?
Yes.
Right, you've got the number written down there, yes?
Yeah.
Now, we kind of need to up the ante a bit, I think, and maybe need some words that aren't in your predictive text. So I'm going to write a phrase down for you now.
Okay. There you go. Oh, do you want the pencil as
yes,
well?
Please.
That would help.
I'll write a phrase down, okay?
What are you doing? Writing a book?
Just to make it a bit more difficult, that's all. Right. Here's the phrase. Basically, it's, you are a... Basically, it's the three most offensive words in the English language. Do you have them in your predictive text?
No.
Right,
they
okay.
are in my vocabulary,
Let's
though.
Start yet!
Okay, so
well,
you've
when
got,
are we meant to start?
You've got the phrase. Ready? Go!
Mother. Oh!
Pressure's on.
Don't try and put me off by making noises.
Come on. Come on, Laura. Remember, you're the speed king.
Come on, 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 come on. Don't look at me like that with your tongue in your cheek in a kind of cocky way.
Both sent it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was before you.
Come on.
Right,
there's something I need to tell you, actually.
What?
I have a little confession to make.
What?
That wasn't the number for this phone.
What's the number for that?
You've both just texted that to someone else.
What?
Whoever texted that
It's someone you know. Let me just ring the number that we sent it to.
Is it the boss?
Who is it?
Oh, hi, it's Dave. I can't take your call at the moment. I'll get back to you soon.
No, 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 no.
Came off.
Was that whole thing, that whole feature, was just a ruse for me to send you are a to Dave Pearce?
Yes.
I can't believe it! And you were in on it because you haven't done it because you sent the phrase to me. Because I've just checked my phone. Now, how do I... Oh.
Maybe you should call Dave Pearce.
I'm not. This is ridiculous. This is, after everything that's happened with Trevor Nelson and Brian Connolly, I don't need Dave Pearce on my case as well.
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we?
I have just called Dave Pearce three of the most abusive terms in the whole world.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.